It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. This year, children's advocates found success when they convinced the state legislature to restore cuts the governor made to family services. Advocate Jim McKay hopes that continues in 2015.
But we hope that the governor will continue the agreement that was made last year, and we want to just fortify that.
The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. Lawmakers traveled to Fayetteville last night for a public forum focused on a newly passed constitutional amendment. The amendment closely affects the local economy. And as Ashton Morrow reports, not everyone in Fayette County thinks the impact is a positive one.
The constitutional amendment was approved by the voters of West Virginia in November with 62% of the vote. The nonprofit youth organization Tax Exemption Support Amendment, as it was titled on the ballot, is a measure that deals specifically with the Boy Scouts of America.
When we committed to West Virginia, we also said we would try to open this area up for use, but we ran into a hitch.
Gary Hartley with the Boy Scouts explained to West Virginia Public Radio before the election, the amendment was narrowly tailored for the Boy Scouts and their Summit Bechtel Reserve. As a nonprofit organization, the Scouts enjoy some perks, like an exemption from state property taxes. But if the organization started renting out their property to private businesses as they would like to, they would lose the exemption. The newly approved amendment allows them to lease their property and maintain the tax exemption. Hartley has said so far, groups like the X Games and organizers for the Olympic trials have expressed interest in using the facility.
These events would bring people in to the event itself. It would bring folks into local hotels, motels, restaurants. All those would come into our local communities if we were able to run big events on this property.
But attached to that amendment is a requirement for lawmakers to create enabling legislation, basically a law to define what exactly the Scouts can and cannot do at the summit. 14 lawmakers and two incoming delegates attended the Fayetteville Forum on that enabling legislation. About a dozen community members shared their concerns. Skip Peter with New River Adventures is one Fayette County resident who voiced his concerns over the change. Peter says he's worried the Boy Scouts will get into competing industries at the summit, like whitewater rafting, and undercut local business owners who do have to pay property taxes.
So I hope the committee will take into consideration to consult with local business, outfitters, restaurants, lodging properties, that we don't get ourselves in a situation to where, because of a tax-exempt status, we're going to have an unequal playing field.
Dave Bassett owns Ace Adventure Resort and says while the Scouts have contracted with his company for whitewater rafting trips in the past, he still worries about the competition.
At Ace, we are the most similar facility to what the Scouts have to offer. We have a lot of acreage. We do a lot of similar activities on our property, and we would very much like to not find ourselves in direct competition for those activities.
But not everyone at the public hearing shared words of concern. Some shared support, like Tom Cochran, who manages the Raleigh County Airport.
Never will we have the opportunity that we have before us now. And it's shame on us if we don't take advantage of it in a positive way of development. Are we going to continue to stay as we are, or are we going to grow with them and support them of what they have made the investment for?
Some who support strict requirements in the new legislation told lawmakers the economic impact the area was supposed to see during the Scouts Jamboree in 2013 never came. Restaurants and hotels in the area sat empty after they were told to expect large crowds. Elmer Copples, who owns Glade Springs Resort in Beckley, says the summit's economic impact shouldn't be judged by that one event.
And the game changer is not the Jamboree. The game changer is what they're asking for now, is to open it up, let people come there, and see what that does for your business. It can only do good.
Bill Wells owns rental property in the Fayetteville area and agrees.
And the key, I think, is if the summit constructs large-scale lodging and restaurant facilities that allows these events to be contained on the property, the effect will be the same. But if they hold the events there but allow the crowds to spill over into the community, then I think there'll be a big benefit to the local area.
The legislature is accepting written comments on the enabling legislation for the next 30 days, but outgoing finance chairman Brent Boggs says the incoming leadership team will likely not wait until that period is over to start drafting the legislation. He says he hopes the drafters will take the concerns of local business owners into consideration. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Fayetteville.
And for information about how to file a written comment, visit our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's coming up on 7:36. Rain likely today. Temperatures will be in the 50s. A chance of rain or snow tonight with lows in the 20s and 30s. For Wednesday, there's a chance of snow in the eastern portion of the state. Highs in the 30s and 40s tomorrow.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by the University of Charleston, accepting applications for its executive MBA program, where you can get an MBA in 16 months while working full-time. More at ucwv.edu. Support is also provided by Good News Mountaineer Garage, a nonprofit corporation accepting donated vehicles to help West Virginia families get to work. www.goodnewsmountaineergarage.com.
According to a recent survey, one in three children in West Virginia under the age of five lives in poverty. It's something the Our Children, Our Future campaign to end child poverty in West Virginia is focused on. Liz McCormick reports that yesterday the group met at the state capitol to reveal the top 10 priorities it will tackle during the 2015 legislative session.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There was an air of confidence from each presenter at the Our Children, Our Future campaign's announcement, as high expectations were expressed for continual support from lawmakers during the 2015 legislative session. The top 10 priorities of the campaign were revealed, and of those top 10, the top five were spoken about at length. The biggest focus was on funding for family support programs and early childhood services. Shane Brown is a father from Doddridge County and a member of the Doddridge County Starting Point Center. He stood holding his young daughter in front of supporters and media to express how imperative it is to fund family and children's programs in the state.
West Virginia as a whole needs this. Our communities need this. You know, I know probably a lot of you have kids here. What would you do if you didn't have a resource to go to? If you didn't have something to say, hey, you know, we have something that can help you. We got your back. And I don't know about everyone else, but I like having my back. Someone having my back, don't you?
According to policy analysts at the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, investing in early childhood development programs is likely to have major payoffs in terms of decreasing rates of incarceration, teen pregnancy, drug abuse, and other symptoms of poverty that are pervasive throughout the state. This past May, the Our Children, Our Future campaign was able to bring both Democrats and Republicans almost unanimously together and agree to restore funds to family and child service programs, which had been cut from the state budget by Governor Tomlin. This year, the Our Children, Our Future campaign hopes that support will continue. Jim McKay is the state director of Prevent Child Abuse, West Virginia.
We worked across the aisle. We worked with Republican leaders, Democratic leaders. We worked with the governor's office as best we could to try to find any solution possible. And we were very pleased to have just grassroots support that the Our Children, Our Future campaign was able to mobilize from all across the state who kept coming to the Capitol, kept meeting with lawmakers. And we were pleased to have Republican support, Democrat support, and ultimately the support of the governor in affirming the importance of these programs.
McKay says the campaign was able to access some limited revenues from the lottery proceeds and sustain the programs at the previous levels. He says this saved over 50 jobs and thousands of services for West Virginians. McKay hopes support from lawmakers will continue in 2015.
We hope that the governor will propose a budget that preserves that funding. We know that there are declining state revenues and access to the state's rainy day fund is a concern. But we hope that the governor will continue the agreement that was made last year, and we want to just fortify that.
The other top five issues presented were juvenile justice reform, drinking water protection, and expanding Medicaid access to mental health therapy. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.